Welcome to Boston's Best, a podcast where you go behind the scenes with financial planner Mark Condon as he asks industry-leading experts in and around Boston to talk about their businesses. Mark will find out what sets these companies apart from their competition and how they have risen above the inevitable challenges they have faced along the way to their ultimate success. And now, here's your host, Mark Condon.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to episode 87 of Boston's Best, brought to you by Condon Productions. The goal of this podcast is to highlight businesses in and around Boston. My guests on today's podcast are Charles Arakelian and Shannon Lundy. Charles is the owner of Stretch Zone in Wayland, and Shannon is the general manager of that location. Charles also owns Chuck's Buckets, a line of hats you'll see being repped by major sports players. Stretch Zone opened the doors in September of 2021 and are looking at potentially opening a couple more locations. Let's be honest, stretching is something that we all know we should do, but probably don't do it enough. And as you get older, you realize that being able to get around with ease and no pain is a hell of a lot more important than the number on your squat rack. The Stretch Zone method is a great solution for people of all ages and lifestyles. Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints used the Stretch Zone method during his career, and he believed in it so much he has become a face of the franchise. In this episode, we talk in depth about the full range of stretches they work with their clients on to relieve soreness, enhance athletic performance, and increase your range of motion. They even offer a free 30-minute consultation to understand the process and see how you feel after. And be sure to listen to the end as Charles and Shannon share the advice they'd give someone looking to start their own business and how they define success in any given year. And so with that introduction, I hope you enjoy this episode of Boston's Best. Good morning. This week we have Charles Arakelian. He is the owner of Stretch Zone in Wayland. We also have Shannon Lundy. She's the general manager over there. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Happy to have you guys on here. It's funny how these conversations or just relationships happen. You guys must have did some sponsored Instagram ad about like a free consultation or like a 30-minute stretch. So I was like, all right, I can use that. I'm like 30. I just turned 38. Like I can use a stretch. So went in there and I just, next thing I know, you know, we have you guys on the podcast. I just think it's really cool what you guys are doing, the benefits that stretching helps. So happy to have you guys on here. Just kind of chat about the business model itself. So thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So before we get into it, though, give us a little background on the two of you. Are you both from Massachusetts originally? Are you transplants? What's the story there?
Yeah, sure. Charles, you want to go first?
Sure. So I grew up in the North Shore of Massachusetts, a town called Lynnfield, Mass. Live downtown now, so didn't go too far. Born and raised in the Boston market.
Nice. How about yourself, Shannon?
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I grew up in Barnesville, graduated from Barnesville High School in 2014. Been in the health and fitness industry for close to 6 years now. Moved up to Boston this past September. Now I'm the general manager for Stretch Zone over in Wayland. So that's a little background of me.
Nice. So Charles, before you became, you know, the owner of the Stretch Zone in Wayland, what did you do prior to that?
So I was in a family business, a wholesale distribution business for this that came to an end. So I was kind of at crossroads and decided, hey, you know, what do I want to do next? I was applying to jobs, you know, just trying to just figure it out, you know, coming from a family business, you didn't think you'd really have to, you know, find the next thing to do. My father retired, like a lot of retirees, moved down to Florida, and he was getting a sub one day with my brother. They were waiting this long line outside this place in East Boca. He saw this free stretch sign. So he went into the store while they were waiting in line. Started chatting with the general manager of that store, signed him up for his stretch. He went in before he knew it. He walked out of there with a going in for two times a week for 3 months. So, him and my mom were just hooked instantly. They kept calling me from down south. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're going to get stretched. I'm like, what is this? You're going to get stretched. You guys aren't really healthy. Like, you're not gym people or anything like that. Like, they're like, no, you wouldn't believe it. They're like, you should check it out. We found out they franchised. So,
got it.
Decided to fly down there, meet with the team, do a little discovery day, they call.
Okay.
And there, just fell in love with the concept, fell in love with the team, and decided to jump on board and open an area development plan. So I have plans to open at least two more stores.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So when did you officially open the Wayland? So how long has that been?
September 20th.
Oh, wow. So it's been like 6 months.
6 months. Yeah.
No kidding. Okay. I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And is it too early to say what possible other locations are?
It's a little too early to say. We're in the works of something right now, but no lease is signed, but definitely within the next 2 months, there'll be a second location.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So let's get into the business itself of stretching, right? Like I said, So I just turned 38 and I think once you hit your 30s, you realize things are just a little bit tighter. You're not moving around as much. You know, you can't just you can't just bench 225 without really stretching, you know, beforehand or hitting squats or anything like that. And one thing I've grown to appreciate over the last couple of years is just stretching. Like my wife and I got into, we go to Lifetime in Framingham. So we started going to like the heated yoga class over there. They're phenomenal. And I walk out of there, I'm like, I feel so good right now. I'm like, that's like professional stretching essentially, right? Like awesome, it feels so good. And then it's just, you just realize how important it is versus when you're in your, you know, your early 20s and you just throw weights on and you're not going to get hurt. Gotten hurt a lot more as I got older. So I take it a lot more seriously. So give us just kind of like how it works, the process, how you guys, the consultations you give, how you look at people, like, and the, just the benefits and, you know, the full suite of services that you guys provide over at Stress Zone.
You know, I'll let Shannon take the reins on that.
Right. Sure. So, Mark, as you know, every first stretch is free. So it's a consultation with myself as a general manager or with our assistant general manager. So we kind of just do a needs analysis, figure out where you're at flexibility-wise, figure out your goals, do some natural range of motion tests, and figure out which program works best for you based on how you react to the stretches that we do. So we do dynamic active stretching. So essentially what we do is we stretch out areas of the body that you can't stretch out yourself very deeply and efficiently. So we use a progression scale of nice and light to nice and deep. So it's very communication based, you know, the client telling us, you know, how they're feeling. So our clientele can range from, you know, a professional athlete to someone who has just been recently discharged from physical therapy who wants to work on maintaining their flexibility goals. So it's a pretty cool concept. It's relatively pretty new, I think, in the health and wellness field, but I think it's really fleeting and it's growing pretty fast, though.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Initial consultations are free. People go in. Traditionally, is it 30 minutes? Is that most of them are always, the couple that I've gone have been 30 minutes. Do people do anything longer than that? Or is it mainly just the 30 to get what they need?
Yeah, so you can, depending on what program that you do, if you wanted to, you know, do two of your half hour, you know, sessions back to back for an hour long, you can certainly do that. But normally, yeah, it's 30 minute long half hour stretch sessions with our certified stretch practitioner.
Okay. So, and how do you become a certified stretch practitioner? I don't think I've ever heard that phrase before until
now. Yeah, good question. So we have a corporate headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So every person who works at a Stretch Zone, they have to pass a week-long stretch practitioner training to deliver all of the stretches in their particular store. So you learn all the modalities. You know, it's definitely important to have anatomy and physiology background, but you learn all of like the Stretch Zone methods in that week-long training. It's a lot, but it's very knowledgeable and useful. So
yeah, because even I've learned a few new stretches just from the last couple of sessions that I've had that I can't do on my own. Like I can't like twist my body that way to get that stretch like as deep as I really wanted to. Like I would have like the static, like probably five or six stretches that I would do. I would do them for like 30 seconds at a time, and just one thing probably took me like 7 or 8 minutes, but I think it was, they're not like deep stretches. Like I've gotten the last couple of times I've been in there. It's a massive difference. Is there, as far as age ranges go, if you find any specific ages that come in more, like I would imagine the older clientele may come in more, but I could be wrong, versus somebody maybe in their 20s.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty like across the grid. It's a lot of middle-aged demographic. You know, we have some people in their 20s who are, you know, soccer players, or like we have a girl who's been with us for a while who just wants to work on general flexibility. She goes to the gym a lot. To people who have MS, people who are out of physical therapy who want to maintain the gains that they need with rehabbing their hip replacement. So it's a wide variety. So it's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see, especially people coming out of physical therapy, they're probably not going to do a lot of that stuff on their own once, you know, the insurance might not cover the physical therapy anymore and they get to start doing it on their own. Going to a place like Stretch Zone could have a lot of benefits, you know, for people long-term, because if they don't continue it, they're just going to get right back to where they were, you know?
Exactly. You know, we really try to work with that physical therapy population to continue the maintenance of the gains and flexibility that they made. It's actually pretty cool because we're right next to a Joint Ventures, which is a physical therapy place. So we see a lot of their, you know, recently discharged patients come in.
Yeah, strategically located there, Charles.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And we actually find a good number of demographic too, and a lot more as the spring's approaching. There's a lot of golfers to work on their range of motion. And before the golf season comes up, they just want to improve on their game and able to, you know, like I said, improve on their range of motion. So we've had a lot of people come in recently stating that that's the reason that brought them in. So hopefully we'll hit some, you know, golf tournaments and stuff like that in the near future.
Yeah. And I said that to Shannon when I went in for my consultation. Like I enjoy golf and, you know, there's a lot of movements that you just need the stretching, especially around the core area. Mm-hmm. And I noticed there's like a golf place nearby. I can just feel myself spending like a whole afternoon between like you guys and that golf place. But yeah, like that was part of the reason. I was like, well, it's, you know, at the time, I think it was like first week of February. I was like, all right, golf's coming up in a couple months here. Like, let me get a couple months worth of stretching in and, you know, feel the difference when I swing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a great workout, not a workout, but it's a great stretch as far as just feeling loose and just being able to be mobile throughout the day. Especially, I don't know, maybe it's just a New England thing or maybe just a Tom Brady thing, but him with his whole like elasticity thing and his stretching that he does, like
pliability.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Like, it's got long-term benefits to it. You know,
not to interrupt you, but, it's not Tom Brady, but Drew Brees is actually the face of the franchise for stretch showing. Yeah. Yep. He jumped on board, I want to say about a year ago.
Wow.
Maybe give or take. I don't know exactly how. But the story behind it is he's huge into franchises. I think he owns some Jimmy John's, Dunkin' Donuts, things of that sort. So his brother-in-law approached him with the stretch on idea, saw it as a franchise. So Drew actually attended the meeting with his brother-in-law, with stretch on, with the CEO and all that. And Drew fell in love with the concept so much. He's opening his own franchises. And part of the deal is he'd be the face of the franchise. Recently, I was down at an owner's meeting in Fort Lauderdale and they actually zoomed him in and he was explaining the reasons why he jumped on board with Stretch Zone. And he actually used a lot of the Stretch Zone stretches in his pregame and postgame routines. And he attributes that to a lot of his longevity in playing football.
So no kidding.
He said, you know, there's a lot into it, you know, obviously weightlifting, things of that sort, but stretching is just such a huge, important piece that he feels, especially in his hips, he said, for the reason that he was able to play into his 40s. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think stretching is definitely overlooked a lot for people, like stretching before a workout, stretching after a workout. Yeah. I think people kind of overlook the importance of it because, oh, I just sweated a bunch, like I'm exhausted. I got a good workout in for the day, but the stretching before and after is like incredibly important. So important. For recovery.
Yeah, totally.
Incredibly important. As far as finding the location, Charles, like how did you come across the spot in Wayland?
So weirdly enough, a good friend of mine is a commercial real estate agent. We were spitballing certain ideas, certain locations I felt I'd want to be in. And my wife really wants to live in Wayland. So she actually stumbled upon this place just from Google search. When I went in there, it was perfect. It was a GNC. So it was kind of what we were looking for, just like a rectangular location with not much to it. So basically, we just had to just rip down the shelving they had, paint the walls, put the floor down. It wasn't much to it. So it was actually worked out pretty well. There was a gym in the area right across the street, BSC. There was a golf simulator place, physical therapy. So it kind of just fit in perfect with what's going on in there. And I felt, you know, like you said, with the gym across the street, they can come and get stretched before or after at the golf simulator place. Across the street, they can come get stretched before or after. So
yeah, it's perfect from a marketing perspective. My wife wants to eventually move to Wayland as well. That's like the top that's a top town on her list. There's a few of them. That's like I said, I'm currently in Framingham. That's the top town on the list. So we have a 4-month-old daughter. So we're a few years away from the school years. But when the school years become closer and closer, Wayland's probably going to be where we end up. If I had a guess, but yeah, Wayland's it's a solid town. So as far as the marketing goes, how have you guys gone about, you've been in there for 6 months, right? So like, how have you gone about marketing and getting clientele and, you know, maybe it's Instagram sponsored ads, maybe it's this podcast, being across, you know, next to a physical therapy place. How have you guys gone about marketing? Have you found good sources of marketing, bad sources of marketing?
Yeah. So we've done a lot of social media. So that's helped us a lot. So like the basic Facebook, Instagram, things like that. I know Charles has been sending out a couple email blasts lately, which has been helpful. So a lot of in-person, we're trying to do that a little bit more, you know, with the spring coming up. So hitting, you know, the demographic of clubs, golf places. Like I went down to Longfellow, I think yesterday, and just talked to the person working at golf tournaments, I think is going to be pretty big for us. I'm actually going to an Orange Theory next Friday.
Nice.
Just to do a couple of things. So little things like that. And word of mouth is huge too. So I know Wayland's kind of a close-knit town. So
yeah, I belong to the Framingham Country Club. So I'm new, like I've only been there for like one full year. So I don't know like everybody, but there's a couple of people in the office that I know that I could pitch this to try to get you guys in there before tournaments.
Yeah, sure. That'd be awesome. Everything helps.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Charles, you all, so on top of Stretch Zone, right? You also have another business that you run. Want to give us, you know, a little insight into that too?
Yeah. It's something I've been doing. I would say it's about 2.5 years now, maybe a little less. It's a hat company, which I'm wearing one right now. It's called Chuck's Buckets. It's pretty much just a hat, an idea I had. I always wore hats, love hats. And one day I was like, you know what? Like, I'm at the age now where I don't know if I can wear like a hockey jersey to a Bruins game when like the player is like 12 years younger than I am.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, it would be cool to be able to like show your spirit for your favorite player and your favorite team. So my idea was, you know, design hats that resemble jerseys and on the back either have some sort of nickname or the player's last name or some sort of logo that describes that player. For instance, this hat, 74, is for Jake DeBrusk on the Bruins.
Yep.
He actually picked his own nickname. He told me what he wanted, and he wanted Slim JD. So that's what's on the back of his hat. And we've designed hats for all sorts of different athletes. We've been featured on the Stanley Cup Finals, players doing post-game conferences in my hats I've designed for them. I've been in communication with Torrey Krug, used to be on the Bruins, Charlie Coyle, currently on the Bruins. Brad Marchand wore our hat in the bubble. So it's pretty cool. So, you know, a little, cool little side gig. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So how do you like, I mean, it sounds like you're like a serial entrepreneur. Like how do you even start just a hat business, like going from manufacturing and that whole process and advertising?
Years ago, I actually had a clothing business in Nantucket. Yeah. I did one summer. It was kind of a college business plan. I opened a clothing store in Nantucket in 2012. It was right out of college. I just, you know, decided to jump into it. It was 1 year as a great learning experience. And I still had that connection with an embroiderer and stuff like that. So he's the one making my hats for me now. And I deal with someone inside there to help me with designing and things of that sort.
Got it. I mean, how do you just get, like, you just rattle off like a handful of Bruins? Like, how do you just get Bruins to rock your hats out of all people?
So weirdly enough, one time I was out trying to promote my hats with a buddy in Seaport. He said to come by. He had some ideas for me. So I brought the hats with me. And then on the way home, I was just stopping for a bite to eat. And I had the hats on me. And coincidentally, David Pastrnak and Jake DeBrusk, and they were in the restaurant. So I dropped off David Pastrnak's hat because I already made one for him, just I figured for fans.
Yeah.
And Jake DeBrusk was like, you know, man, why didn't you make one for me? So that's where I got, you know, his nickname that he wanted. And just from really just making them and then sending them to the locker room, and then they end up wearing them in post game interviews. And I've had some just players actually, weirdly enough, just reach out to me. They're like, "Hey, I love the hats. Can you design one for me too?" Which is pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure if, do you know the band OAR?
I'm 38. Yeah. I know the band.
Okay. The lead singer, Mark Rivers, he's a huge fan of ours. So I'm in communication with him all the time. I make hats for him. He's good buddies with Kevin Hayes and Jimmy Vesey. So I made hats for them too. So it's kind of a cool circle to be involved with. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad at all. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is this kind of just mainly remains like a side gig for you, that like a fun business type of thing?
Yeah. I do some, pop-ups and here and there, but yeah, it's just an online e-commerce business at this point.
That's pretty cool, man. That's really cool. So you said 2.5 years. Was that right before COVID essentially?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you mainly e-commerce. That obviously didn't.
E-commerce. Yeah. I mean, COVID definitely hurt us as well when there's no fans going to games. So it hurt. It hurt like a lot of the apparel sales across the board. I can only imagine what jersey sales and t-shirt sales went to when you couldn't attend a Bruins or a Patriots game or anything like that. But we did okay. You know, eBay and things of that sort do help. And I have my own website as well. But
yeah.
Biggest hat. So.
It's just funny. Like the owner of like a Stretch Zone has a hat business.
It's funny.
So as far as this coming spring goes, like any upcoming sales or events or anything like that to promote, or you're really just trying to get in front of, you know, golf courses and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much just getting out to like any golf tournaments that are happening. Honestly, prospects that come in, they're a good connection too. So like sometimes like someone will come in for a free stretch and they'll be like, I have a connection to this golf tournament happening, you know, coming for Father's Day. So that's always a good connection. No really events set in stone yet, but I'm sure we're going to be coming up with some cool things come springtime and summer. So
yeah. So like when you guys, like, would you go to the golf course and do it there? Would you have like try to set people to come up to you like the day before the golf course? Like how would the mechanics of that work?
I think we're still trying to figure that out a little bit. Yeah. So I feel like it would be a good thing for maybe like you know, post golf tournament, like when they're finished with the day, like come up, get some information about what we do. Yeah. We actually have a mobile table that we can carry with us to site, do like a free 15 minute, you know, little demo stretch. Now that you actually mentioned the event, we actually are going to be featured at this Waltham wellness show that's happening Sunday, April 3rd. I don't know the exact date, Charles, you know where the exact place is? It's happening at a hotel room.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That's a really good idea. That'll be right after this episode comes out too. So it'd be perfect.
Yeah. We can help the Westin Waltham.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be featured there, you know, just market what we do, have some flyers. And we're going to bring the mobile table as well, just to do those free stretches and just spread the word a little bit. So it'll be good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So going back to the stretching, are there any like misconceptions about stretching and what you guys do that people, you know, could benefit from knowing that they might not know already?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people, like one comment I get every so often is like people will come in for their consultation and be like, how is this different, you know, than what I could do on my own? And obviously I explained the benefits of we're getting into areas you can't really stretch out yourself. I know a lot of people are used to the standard static stretching, which is, you know, like a tricep across the body, you know, stretch you do for 30 seconds. And they're like, I'm used to that. Why do you guys only hold the stretch for 3 or 6 seconds? I like to compare it to like HIIT, high intensity interval training. Yeah. It's short, but it's effective. You know, you're getting that, you know, nice progression of a good and light stretch to a good and deep stretch. So, and I've also, you know, being in school and stuff, I've seen some research how static stretching can actually be detrimental on the joint. So
really?
That's something that I've kind of, yeah, I mean, I don't really know too much background about it, but I've seen a lot of that research, you know, just doing some schoolwork type of stuff and reading up. So that's something that I've kind of heard from my past 6 months of being employed here. So
interesting. Yeah. Cause it's funny, like, yeah, like, what you just described is one of the stretches I would do for legit 30 seconds. Like I would do 12 stretches for 30 seconds each, you know, I'd get like 6+ minutes of stretching in and I think I'd be good. And it's like the way it's different is, I mean, you're there for 30 minutes, right? So like you guys are hitting so many more than I would do on my own. I don't have the patience to actually just do it on my own when I'm surrounded by a gym, right? Like I'm just going to want to go hit the weights or, you know, hit the treadmill or do something. So doing it for 30 minutes, even if it's 3 to 6 seconds, like some of them are like, they're deep, you know, like some of them, they're really good. It's not in a painful way, but they're like really deep and you can just feel it way more than I would feel it on my own. So
it's kind of unbelievable. You actually feel the like blood flow, like when you're at the table, it's amazing. It's like, and when I'm, you know, at least for me, when I get off the table, it's instant gratification. I feel better right away, you know?
Oh,
yeah. And that's one of the benefits too, you know, is like increased blood flow. Helps with sleep. It helps remove any like toxins you have going in the body, especially like we have some people come in who are, you know, pretty big weightlifters and they're feeling like so sore after their lift. And it really like removes that lactic acid that you have in the body, you know, and it kind of helps with recovery to get you ready for your next lift. So,
Totally agree. Yeah. So what do you guys see for the future of stretch zone? So you mentioned a couple possible other locations. Like, what do you see for the future of it?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me personally, us being, you know, continue to spread the word about what we do, you know, trying to reach a couple other services that maybe, you know, don't know about us yet.
Yeah.
And just continuing to simply grow, you know, I know Charles has some things in the works for expanding our company, you know, internal promotion, external promotion of, you know, just really growing what we do and, you know, continue to help people and get the feedback that we have.
And I just see the future. I don't see this as a fad by any means. I wouldn't have gotten anything that I felt would be. I feel this can definitely be a part of people's weekly, you know, once, twice, three times a week, we have people come in and it can be part of their weekly schedule along with going to the gym, going to their spin class, going to their Pilates class. I mean, I just think it fits right into that. And like I said, I have plans on opening two more after Wayland. And there's actually even talks, you know, to sign on another three more. So it's definitely moving pretty quick. And I think it's just something that people don't realize they need it until they actually come through the door and get their first stretch. And just the stretch really, it sells itself. It's that beneficial. And I just think where people are coming in and they're leaving our store feeling better and in a better mood.
Yeah.
So it's just something I think is really important. And, you know, I love the whole concept.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally love it. Like I feel awesome after the first two, I should say, like in the consultation. So the three total times I've been there, I feel I felt awesome when I leave there, and I like actually look forward to going. Like, I didn't think I'd look forward to going to some place just to get stretched, you know?
But yeah, it's kind of unique for sure.
Yeah. So you guys both obviously, you know, work a ton. I'm always curious about this question for business owners in particular. I think I know the answer with Charles, but do you ever picture yourself like 100% like completely retiring, or do you think you always have your hand like in something?
I mean, that's kind of hard to tell. I'm only 25. I just feel like I'm like in the beginning of my journey. You know, I'm definitely big into that work-life balance, you know, things like that. But I mean, as of right now, not anytime soon.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be doing this whole work thing for a while.
How about yourself, Charles?
No, I could always see myself doing something, maybe not full time, but definitely have my hands involved in something for sure.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I get bored on like my wife and I went to Hawaii on our honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And I was bored in Hawaii after like a week just because like, you know, I'm a white, like my wife's Armenian. She tans very well. I am a white Irishman. I am Irish through and through, you know, like sitting outside for an hour.
How much can you lay on the beach?
Yeah. Like, I'm always finding the trees to hide under. Don't get me wrong, it was gorgeous. It was a lot of fun, but it's like, I can't just sit on the beach all day, you know? So I'm always curious. Yeah. So guys, last couple of questions before we wrap up this episode.
Sure.
I'm curious to know what your answers would be. What advice would you give somebody who's looking to start their own business? Doesn't have to be like, you know, a new stretch zone or a hat company, but just anything in general. Like what advice would you give somebody?
I'll let Charles take the reins on this. I just never really opened up my own business, but I mean, coming from someone who's been involved in the process with him, you know, keep working towards your goals. I think it's cheesy, but anything is possible if you just really keep up with the hard work and, you know, be determined and, you know, just stay consistent with your goals. So
I think you guys got to weigh every option. You really have to do your research. You have to do the research on where you're opening up, the demographic in that area, see if it could work. And I'm huge into SWOT analysis. So strength, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, write all those down. And see, you know, if something that can really work, you know, you can't think about it too much. You either have to jump into it or you're not going to. Because if the more you think about it, it feels like it just won't happen. So definitely have to do your homework, but you just have to jump in and then figure it out as, you know, as they say, sink or swim. So
I love what you just said there. So my wife and I, where there's something that's presented an opportunity to itself. And like immediately in my head, I'm like, I can see this is a winner. Like this would be a good thing to take advantage of and go in with the opportunity. She's like, I just want to think about it. And I'm just like, we need to decide, because the more you think about it, the more you think about it, the more you're going to find reasons not to do it and jump out of it. Like, you know, and not take the risk, right? Like so I can totally relate to what you just said. That was literally last night. It was like 12 hours ago. So I can relate. Yeah. So last question, guys, everyone has a varying depiction of what success looks like to them. So how do you two define success?
For me personally, it's just like I'm measuring it how you're, you know, how I feel every single day, you know, what the outcome is, feedback, how you're personally feeling, if you're getting, you know, like self-gratification, things like that. I'm more of a qualitative instead of a quantitative type of person. You know, just staying consistent, working towards your goals and doing what's important to you and what makes you happy.
Yourself, Charles.
Success. I think if you can basically look in the mirror and just be proud of what you've done and everything in your own ability. You can't worry about things you can't control. But if you're just putting in the hard work, and, you know, and hopefully the outcomes are coming. I just think success can be measured in so many different ways. But I mean, I think if you're healthy, you're happy, and just, you know, you're doing what makes you happy, getting out of bed every day, I think you're pretty successful at that point.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. I love that answer. Charles, Shannon, thank you very much for coming on Boston's Best. I appreciate the time
and
chat about
it. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your business as well.
Of course. <Thank you>. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for checking out my podcast. I really do appreciate the love I've received for this show. I believe now more than ever, any exposure to local businesses is great for them to receive, and I'm trying to do my part. If you are a local business owner or someone you know in the Boston area that would like to be featured on the podcast, please email me at bostonsbestpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please follow this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You can also find us on Instagram with the handle @Boston's Best_podcast, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/Boston's Best podcast. Again, I truly appreciate the great feedback for this show, and stay tuned for each new episode every Friday at 8 a.m. Take care.